Today's daf is Vachim Daf Yud, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss this very long sugya of Shaloi Lishma, specifically a Chatos Shaloi Lishma. So Chatos and Pesach are the two exceptions. Those are the two karbonas that if the Kohen would bring one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, Beshinui Kodesh, or Shinui Bailin, when the carbon was brought, instead of having in mind L'shem Chatos, the carbon, the Kohen would have in mind L'shem Oilah, or instead of having in mind the true Baal HaKarbon, he would have in mind somebody else. The halacha is that not only is this carbon not Olu L'Bailin L'shem Chayva, but in fact the carbon is going to be possible. The Gemara had brought a memra, or several memras, that the great Rav said over in the name of a Chacham named Mavik. And the spirit of what Mavik was saying, after the Gemara edited Mavik's memra a few times, was that not all chatos were created equally. Specifically, Mavik was talking about the chatos nachshon. The chatos nachshon is the chatos that Nachshon and Aminodov, he was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, brought when the Nesiim brought their karbonos b'yom Chanukas HaMishkan. We know that all 12 Nesiim brought karbonos for the first 12 days after the Mishkan was inaugurated. The Yom HaKamas HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Aleph Nisan Beis, Nisan Gimel Nisan, straight through Yud Beis, there were karbonos. The karbonos are mentioned independently, although each karbon was exactly the same. The Torah chazers over each one, over and over and over again. In Parshas Nasai, we can probably all lane those Parshas Baal Peh, we've heard them so many times. It's because the Torah chazes it over 12 times in Parshas Nasi. Either way, the first one that was brought was Nachshon ben Aminadav, and that's known as the Chatos Nachshon. Either way, what Mavik said was that even though Nachshon's Chatos was called the Chatos, the Pasuk says, Sir Izem Echel the Chatos, but it was very different than an ordinary Chatos. An ordinary Chatos is Bala Kapara. Nachshon's Chatos wasn't coming to be Mechaper for anything. And being that it wasn't coming to be Mechaper for anything, it's what we would call in Kachem terminology, it was Doiroin. Like the Gemara says, an Oilo is Doiroin Ba'alma. That Chatos was Doiroin Ba'alma as well. And Mavik tainted that being that this Chatos is Doiroin, essentially it should be like an oila, and it could be it would impact halachas of lishma. So two things Mavik said. Number one, if a kohen is bringing a carbon chatos, and instead of having in mind l'shem chatos chelev, for example, if that's what he's bringing, he had in mind l'shem chatos nachshon. So you would think he had in mind chatos l'shem chatos. It shouldn't be a problem. Said Mavik, no. That chatos nachshon is doyrin. It's like an oila. So it's if he had in mind chatos l'shem oila. Chatos l'shem oila is going to be possible. He said the opposite would be true as well. If the kohen brought a carbon, and he had in mind that Nachshon should be Neschaper, so the halach is it would be kosher. It wouldn't be a Shinui Baile. Because we know for Shinui Baile, the halach is the opposite of Shinui Kodesh, as it relates to the Mina Machrib, or the Lav Mina Loi Machrib, you need Chaveri Dom Yadidei. It's only if the Kohen had in mind a person that's mechuyev carbon like this bala carbon is. And being that Nachshon was chayev chatos, but his chatos that he was chayev wasn't an ordinary chatos, it was a doiroid. It's like he had in mind the kohen to bring a chatos al misha mechuyev oila. Chatos al misha mechuyev oila, we know is kosher. See, either way, a fascinating idea. That you have a chatos, a real chatos that was once brought, chatos nachshon that the Gemara discusses here in the sugis of Shaloi Lishma, and what the Gemara seems to be saying is that that chatos is really not treated like a chatos in halacha. It's treated like an oila. Either way, more on this theme. Amar Rav, chatos chelev sheshachta l'shem chatos dam. If a kohen brings a chatos chelev, means he brings a carbon chatos for somebody that ate chelev b'shoikik. And he had in mind that it's a chatos for someone that ate dam b'shoikik. Or l'shem chatos avodas kechavim. He had in mind that it's being brought for someone that was oved avodah zarah b'shoigig. The halach is kshera, it's going to be kosher. L'shem chatos nazar, l'shem chatos mitzayr. If he had in mind chatos nazar, chatos mitzayr, he had in mind that he's bringing the chatos that a nazar brings or a mitzayr brings, psula, then it's going to be possible. What's the reason? Hani oyler sinu. Because the chatos nazar and the chatos mitzayr are like the chatos nachshon. They too are not bala kapara. And being that they're not bala kapara, we treat them in terms of the sugyas of shalei l'shma as an oyla. So if we treat them like an oyla, so you have the same halacha that it's not viewed as a chatos l'shem chatos, it's viewed as a chatos l'shem oila. So it's true. When a kohen is bringing a chatos chelev, he doesn't have to have a mind l'shem chatos chelev. If he has a mind l'shem chatos dam, or l'shem chatos avodas kechavim, despite the fact avodas kechavim is in a whole other parsha, it's a bamidbar, it's on a vayikra, that's fine. It's still going to be kosher. But if it's l'shem a chatos that's doyrein, that's not even even bala kapara. That's a game changer. That's like chatas nachshein. That's going to be kosher. Boy, Rava, chatas chelav sheshachtel l'shem chatas the tumas mikdash v'kodesh amah. What would be the halacha? The kohen's bringing an ordinary chatas chelav, and he has in mind l'shem a chatas that a person brings when he is nichshal b'shoigig in tumas mikdash v'kodesh. What's unique about the chatas of tumas mikdash v'kodesh? So we should know that by now. That's a carbon oil of yair. Does it mean that it's a carbon oil of yair? It's not an ordinary chatas, and maybe it's not the same. Now, me, I mean, do we say karis gemaisa? That tumas mikdash v'kodesh is karis, just like chatas chelav is karis. So therefore, it's pashat. It's going to be okay. Idoma in kavua gemaisa, or maybe being that it's a different type of carbon, it's not a chatas kavua, but rather it's a carbon oil of yoyred, so maybe it's going to be considered shaloi lishma. Gemara says Rav Acha Brei Rava Masni Kulu Bsul. Rav Acha Brei Rava, he had a different version, a different girsa in how you look at this. He said that any time a kohen brings a carbon chatas and he has in mind a different chatas, even if it's chatas chelav l'shem chatas dam or chatas chelav l'shem chatas avodah zarah, even then it's going to be possible. My time of the shachat oisol l'chatas l'shem oisol chatas. It has to be l'shem that chatas. So Rav Acha Brei Rava, his girsan Rav was the opposite of what we just said. We just said that Rav said that if a kohen brings a chatas chelav and he has a man l'shem chatas dam, l'shem chatas avodah zarah, it's going to be kosher. It's only if he has a man l'shem chatas nazal, l'shem chatas mitzayra, is it going to be possible? Because, like the Gemara says, hani oilis neno. Because we look at them at doyer. We look at them as chatas nachsha. But if it was l'shem, a chatas that's a real chatas, even though it's a different chatas, it's going to be kosher. That's where Rav Acha Brei the Rava kicks in, and he says, no, kulu l'psula. Oiso lechatos l'shem. Oiso chatos. You have to have in mind the exact specific chatos that you're bringing. I'm a Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Brei Rava. So Rav Ashi told Rav Acha Brei Rava, Boi Rava, Heichi Masnisula. If that's what Rav said, if your version in what Rav said over in Beis Medrash is right, how do you understand your father's kasha? How do you understand Rava Shaila? What was Rava Shaila? Rava wanted to know what's the halacha with regards to a chatas of yer. So Bishloima, if sometimes it's kosher chatas l'shem a different chatas, and sometimes it's pasul chatas l'shem a different chatas. So Rava wanted to know, where does Eilav Yerid fit in? Is Eilav Yerid like a chatas chel of the shem chatas dam? Because at the end of the day, they're both for chayvi krisos. Or maybe being that it's Eilav Yerid as opposed to kavua, maybe you look at it as a chatas nachshon. You look at it as a chatas mitzayra. But if you're going to tell me that every chatas, the shem a different chatas, is always possible. So what was Rav Shaila? Oh my leis, Rav Acha Brei Rava said, "Anam b'shinu b'ayla masninin la b'hochim masninin la." We have a whole different girsa. We hold that Rav Shaila wasn't commenting on this halacha of Rav, because there'd be no shayla on this halacha of Rav. Because you know what Rav's halacha was? That anytime you bring a chatas for a different chatas, it's always possible. It has to be l'shem oisa chatas. But Rav had said a different halacha, and it was regarding the other halacha that this shayla was being asked. What was that other shayla? Chatas chelav sheshach lamish mechuyev chatas dam. If a chatas chelav was brought, not with shini kodesh, but shini baila, it was brought on behalf of someone that's chayev a chatas dam, or v'chatas avidas koychavim, the halacha is psula. Why? Because you brought a chatas, amisha mechuyev chatas, chaver dum yedidei, that's shinui ba'ilum 101. Amisha mechuyev chatas, nazav chatas mitzayrik she. But if you brought it on behalf of someone that's chayev chatas, nazav chatas mitzayra, it's over there that it's going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? Because we look at it as an oilo, so it's as if you're bringing a chatas, amisha mechuyev oilo, ubayin lahachi, and that's where Rava cleared the shayla. Boy, Rava chatas, chayev shashach, amisha mechuyev chatas, tumas mitzayrik v'kadosh amal. If the chatas chayev was brought on behalf of someone that has a chayev chatas, tumas mitzayrik v'kadosh amal, do we look at him as a chaver dum yedidei? Or do we not look at him as a chaver dumi didei? Mao, me, I'm reading chorus kamaisa. It is dumi didei because he's chayiv chorus. His chiyav is a different chiyav. Take, that was the shayla. And chanami, the shayla was never asked with regards to shini kodesh. But shini kodesh is no shayla. Shini kodesh, it's very, very simple. The definition of chatas, said Rav Acha Brei Rava, is it has to be the same chatas. And the minute the kohen thinks for a different chatas, that automatically is going to make it possible. Where there's wiggle room is with regards to shini baila. That's a different halacha. Shini baila, where it's possible if it's chaver dumi. So then we have a more specific definition of what chaver dumi didei is. Amisha mechuyev chatas kemoisa, that's chaver dumi didei. If it's a different type of chatas, like a chatas nazar chatas mitzor, it's not chaver dumi didei. And that's where Rava had a shayla. He wasn't sure. Where do you place the chatas oil of yair? Is the chatas oil of yair looked at as dumi didei? Is it not looked at as dumi didei? Either way, exhale. As we are about to start a very, very festive sugya. This is a sugya when you're learning yeshiva. You roll your sleeves up and you get really into it. The truth is, the sugya discusses primarily the laws of Pigel, and for us right now to get into Pigel is way too premature because we barely know what Pigel is. We know there's a Shver Rashi about a Kamed Afei about Pigel. That's pretty much the extent of our ideas of Pigel right now. So we'll go through the Gemara, we'll do what we do, and then Mietz Hashem, in the next few weeks when we really get into the sugyas of Pigel, we're going to refer back to this sugya because Chaim Briska and the Briskerov, they took major yesaidis in Pigel out of the Gemara we're about to learn. But before we learn the next Gemara, just one ha'ar. That is the Gemara mentioned over here, the Chatas Nachshon. So we said, what was the Chatas Nachshon? That was the Korban Chatas, the Nachshon ben Aminadav brought, he brought it b'yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan. You know, when the Mishkan was finally erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for the first 12 days, there were Korbanos that were brought by the Nesiim. Each Shevet brought his own Korban. And the first Shevet to bring a Korban was Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. The pasuk says, "Vayhi amakriv b'yom harishon es korbanoin Nachshon ben Aminadav l'mat Yehuda." And then it says, if you think about it, it's a little surprising that Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first Nasi to bring a carbon. You would think, who should have been the first one to bring it? Reuven. Reuven was the Bechar. So if Reuven was the Bechar, shouldn't it have been Reuven that did it? So the Medrash asks the Kasha. Amar Rab Shimon ben Yechai. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. It's a Medrash in Parshas Nasi, Parshas Yud Gimel Zayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I want Nachshon to be the first one to bring the carbon. You know why? Misha Kidesh Eshmi Bayam. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who jumped into the Yamsov first. He was the one that was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. He was the one that facilitated the miracle of Kriyas Yamsov more so than anybody else. Hu Yakriv Tchila. He should be the first one to do it. And it's for that reason, says the Medrash, that when it came time to bring the Korban HaNesiim, Nachshon ben Aminadav would be the first one to jump in. I saw in the Znaim L'Torah, Psalm and Tzurotskin, he says a Dover Niflo. He says, read the Pasuk. Vayhi HaMakriv B'yei Marishon Es Korbanoi Nachshon ben Aminadav L'mat Yehuda. And then the Pasuk continues, the Korbanoi Karas Kesef Achash Ishmu Meyam Mishkolim Mizrak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. Right? Then the Torah goes and details exactly what the carbon was. But the first pasuk begins the carbonite. You don't begin a paragraph. You don't start a story and. Right? You have to say something first. Then you can say and. The carbonite vav is mechaber. Vav is being meisef al inyan rishay. There's no inyan rishay. This is the first day. It's the first carbon. It should have said carbonite Karas Kesef Achas. What's the carbonite? Emesis the Medrash asks the Kasha ready. And the Medrash says there's a lot of symbolism in the Oizvav. But the Znaim L'Torah says in Dover Niflo, he says that maybe, I'll pee this Medrash, why was Nachshon ben Aminadav Zoicha, that he was the first one to bring the carbon? It's because he was the first one to jump into the Yamsuf. In other words, he made himself into a carbon. He was makriv himself on the altar of the Yamsuf. He gave his life up, like Yitzchak Avinu did. He was ready to jump it. Now, he believed in the miracle. But he was the makriv harishai. Because he gave himself up as a carbon, he was willing to take that risk. Memela vikarbonai. There'll be another carbon that he'll be zoicha to bring first. That's the vikarboni, karis, kesef, achas. That's the vav over here that's being moisef alin in Risha. But there's a lumdus in this Gemara as well. The lumdus is that even though the pasuk refers to Nachshon's carbon as a sir izim echelachatas, that was one of the carbonos that he brought in this cocktail of carbonos, but still that chatas, the Gemara says, oilihi, because they're ma'amo. Because what's unique about a carbon chatas? That it's mechaper. This chatas wasn't the chaper. This chatas was like an oila in the sense that it was a gift. If you go through the psukim, so the pasuk says that the karbonoi karas kesef achas, shloishim umeya mishkolo, kaf achas, asor azom leya keteres, parechot ben bokor, ayil echot, kesef echot ben shnosoi loila, sirizim echot chatas. The achroinim ask that we know that a chatas was always brought before an oila. We had it in the daf last week. Chatas always comes before an oila. It's a mishnah perikol adodur at the end of the mesechta. If you read the psukim, it sounds like this carbon was different. Par echad ben bakar, ayol echad, keves echad ben shnosoy la'oy. And then afterwards, the pasuk says, there is a mechad chatas. Doesn't it sound like the oila is being brought before the chatas? Shtel tzich defraga. I thought a chatas always comes before an oila. So why in Nachshon and Aminadav's carbon is the oila being brought before the chatas? So I saw in the chatzal, Sashar, and he says, a pasht the teretz. He says, Gevaldik. The Gemara said in Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Tanya Rav Shimon Bayichai Yomer, Rav Shimon Bayichai, who was Dairish time in the Krah. See, he was Dairish time in the Krah. He said, why is it that the Chatas always comes before the Oiva? He says, because the Chatas is like the praklet. He's the attorney. He's the advocate. The praklet walks in front of the Kisei HaKavod, in front of the Bezin Shalmaila, and he fardins kapara on behalf of his client. That's what the chatos does. The oil is a doyrin. That's a gift that you give the king. The gift that we give Hashem for giving us kapara. Who walks in first? The proklet, and then afterwards the doyrin. Right? First, the attorney does what he does, and then you do what you do. So the chatos comes before the oila, because if you understand what the chatos does and what the oila does, it makes sense that the chatos should come before the oila. The oila is a doyrin. That's something you give at the end. So says the Chafetz Chaim Sashar, and that was true for an ordinary chatos and an oila. But the chatos nachshon, the Gemara says, oila hi, it's doyrin ba'alma. Over here, the chatos is also doyrin. If over here the chatos is also doyrin, it's a zilbas time, there's no svara that the chatos should necessarily come before the oila, because the chatas is dairin and the oila is a dairin. If the chatas and the oila are both dairin, so now already all bets are off. Now we can sit down and ask ourselves, should the oila come first or the chatas come first? A few reasons we can give for why the oila should come first. Number one, the oila is tadr. Tadr v'she'inu tadr, tadr kaidim. The oila was brought every day twice. The oila is atomid. It was brought by boiker v'sakev v'sasheini Bein. The oil was also more kaddish. It was kulei kol. So in svara, the oil should come first. Narvas is a svara. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said because the chatos is the praklet and the oil is the doyrin. The praklet comes before the doyrin. That's all true ordinarily. But over here, it's not that way. Being that over here it's different, here it's going to be different. But just one other ha'ara, and that is, so we have here a big chiddush. It's a very important nugget to take away from this gemara, and that is that there's an idea of a karmic chatos that's not bala kapar. Ordinarily, you think that a chatos was always mechaper. And every time you find the karmic chatos in the Torah, you have to mutcha a little bit to try to find the source of what exactly it's being mechaper for. In this Gemara, it's a little mashma, not that way. The Gemara refers to the chatos nachshon, the chatos nazir, and the chatos mitzayra as oilois ninhu. Why are they oilois? Because all they are is dairim ba'alma. And it's something that's really, really strange. Just to bring out the kasha for one maramakim, and that is the well-known Ramban. It's Yodua, the Ramban, in the parasha of nazir. So the nazir, Bashlamas Nizirusa, used to bring three karbonas. He brought a chatos, he brought an oila, and he brought a shlomim. And the Ramban says, I understand why a nazir would bring an oila. I understand why he bring a shlomim. But why did he bring a karban chatas? What avera did the nazir do that he has to bring a karban chatas? So the truth is, machleik is in the Gemara, whether the nazir is a chayte, whether the nazir is a kaddish. So bishlam, if you hold the nazir is a chayte, the Ramban doesn't say this, but it's obvious, then it's not so shver. Nazir is a chayte, so he needs a kapara for being a nazir. But according to the Mandama that says that a nazir is gara kaddish, what he means is a hela geyid. He's an ascetic. He decided he's going to be perish from tanuga yel mazet, specifically wine that could bring So he's a kaddish, as a halakha mensch. So if he's a halakha mensch, why in the world does he have to bring a karban chatas? That's Yudua. We speak this out all the time. We have a raid bite on this, where the Ramban says that the reason the nazir has to bring a karban chatas is not for what he did, but it's for where he's about to go. Because this nazir just showed himself. He showed the world, he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he's capable of. This is a person that's capable of lifting up his game to the point that he could be Pirish mitanuga yel mazeh. He did it for a stam Naziris lamed yoy, or for whatever exactly the kitzvah of his Naziris was, but he showed that he's capable of much greater things. Now when he completes his Naziris, says the Ramban, he's going back to live a mundane life, it's still dafer kapara. Not for where he's coming from, but for where he's going. We once suggested that maybe that's why Yom Kippur night, right after Ma'ariv, the first thing we say is V'hu rachum yichap ramin v'lo yashchis. And the Bali Musar asks, I don't understand, you just finished Yom Kippur. Ne'ila, the Avoida, what are you saying V'hu rachum for? You're asking Hashem for forgiveness? What do you do? Between Ne'ila and Ma'ariv, what's the V'hu rachum yichap ramin? So we once suggested along this line that maybe the V'hu rachum is not for what you did. You can malachi asharis right now, but it's for what you're going to do. It's for where you're going. You just finished an Elul and Yomanei Ram and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You just showed what you're capable of. Like that Nazir, that Stam Nazir Islamid Yoyim, you had the 40 days of the Yimei Din that you showed what you're capable of. And now what are you going to do, Matzi Yom Kippur? We do what we do. So now you're going back to live your mundane existence. Before that, Dafim bringing a karban chatos. That's for hurach mechaparovim. But I'm kaparim. You see the Ramban's mutching. What's the chatos Nazir? Because every chatos has to have a purpose. Every chatas has to be l'shem kapar. I saw the Keren Oir is matmi on yesterday's daf. The Gemara's had a tzad that a Pesach shaloi bezman is shaloi l'shma. If you thought l'shem chatas, it should be a chatas. Frank the Keren Oir, the Im Toimar, he doesn't understand how the Gemara could have a havamina that a Pesach should suddenly become a chatas. Chatas is bala kapara. What is it being mechaper for? Doesn't it have to be mechaper for? So he says a nice lumdis, maybe it's similar to a chatas that was brought to machshava l'shem chulin, where the Gemara says the lav mina loy machriva, but it's going to be like alu l'bayil l'shem chayva. So you see, there's a concept If you think about it, it's geschmack. Of a chatos, that's not bala kapara. He says there's precedence for it, maybe. But he much is very shtak, because a chatos you think has to come to kapara. Here we have a whole sugya, not that way. We have a sugya that seemingly treats certain chatos in the Torah as oilos, so much so that if the kohen would think chatos, l'shem that chatos, it's a machshava shalei l'shma. It's like a chatos l'shma oilos. Vos tutzachta. The Emes says, if you think about it, it's even more shver. Because Rashi, in the parish of the Nesiim, twice says that the sir izanecha v'chatos that was brought by the Nesiim was brought the kapara. Sir izanecha v'chatos. This is by the makriv harishe nachshu ben aminodav. Says Rashi, one line. L'chaper al kever hatohoim tumasafik. So whatever that means, kever hatohoim tumasafik, one thing I do know what it means. Mechaper. Mechaper means it's kapara. It's coming to be mechaper. By the nasi liye masheni. See reason. So the second nasi brought his carbon, Nasanu Bansur. He was the nasi of Shevet Yisachar, the loim de teira. So Rashi says, why did he bring a sirizim? L'chaper al mechiris Yosef. Shenema vayishchetu sirizim. So it was bala chaper. Well, it's before Shugamara. The Gemara says, oilus they know. They weren't bala kaparas. So you have to say that the emes says the oilu was also bala chapara. Right, the oiler was mechaper on Chavi Aseh. You see it throughout the Masechta. The Ramban in Parshas Vayikra brings from Shimon Bar Yochai that it was mechaper on Hirhuri Avera. Ha'oiler al ruchachem. The oiler was mechaper on things that you think in your ruach. The Gemara says the oiler was dairen. So you have to reconcile that idea. We spoke about that on Friday. So in that same vein, we're going to have to say the same thing with regarding the carbon chatos. A chatos was always mechaper for something. That's why the Ramban muches in the chatos nazar. That's why Rashi in his Pirush Al HaTorah is finding things to attribute the chatois that the Nesirim brought, they must be coming to be mechaper. I, the Gemara says, oilos ninu daira. It's true, the oil is also mechaper, but it's called daira. There's a nafgamina between a carbon that's in its essence a mechaper, such as the chatos and the asham, and a carbon that's at its essence doiroin. But even a carbon that's at its essence doiroin, there's still an element of kapara. It's an idea that we need to flesh out a little bit better. But for now, we have one of the more lumdish sugyas in Seder Kachin, Zokta Gemara. So what exactly is a machshavas pigel? So till now, we've been learning about a machshavas shalei lishma. Machshavas pigel is similar to machshavas shalei lishma in that a kohen's doing one of the dalet avodas adam, and he had a machshava zara. He had a very, very bad machshava. Doesn't mean machshava. Doesn't mean dibur. Mishnah Melech Safik. Rashi in Perek Tav Nishcha. Toisus in Perek Amavki. Toisus in Dabbeiz Amaralef. Yer Mesach Tezvachim. The steam is Lashon Arab in Perek Yigimel Hilchas Psuli Amikdashim. We spoke out that raid yesterday. But the point is that we're talking about a kohen who's doing one of the dalet avodas adam. Shchita Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika. He has a bad machshava. What was his machshava? So the classic case of pigel is where he had in mind to either eat the basar of the carbon that he's bringing chutz lizmanoi or chutz l'mkoymi. So every carbon had to be eaten in a certain place and with a certain amount of time. So if he had a mind to eat the basar chutz lizmanoi, chutz l'mkoymi, that would trigger a pigel. The carbon now becomes very, very problematic. Additionally, if he had a mind to be makter the emurim, chutz lizmanoi, chutz l'mkoymi. Finally, if the kohen had a mind to do the shvichas hashirayim, chutz lizmanoi, chutz l'mkoymi. If the Korean had in mind any one of those machshavas, it's a machshavas pigel. Although, whenever you talk about pigel, you say chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkoymei, there's a very important difference between machshavas chutz l'zmanei and machshavas chutz l'mkoymei. Machshavas chutz l'zmanei is mochamer. So if a Korean has a machshavas chutz l'zmanei, the boss or the carbon becomes pigel, ha'ichel mimenu, tzchayiv koris. If a Korean only has in mind a machshavas of chutz l'mkoymei, there it's not going to be a machshavas pigel. So the classic case of machshavas pigel, you have to internalize this, is where the kohen had a mind to eat the basar, be makta de emurim, or do shvichas shirayim. That was the leftover blood after the zrika. Either chutzim, zmane chutzim kami. The makarta is two psukim in the Torah. The Torah mentions pigel twice. It's in Parshas Sav, and then, interestingly enough, it's in Parshas Kedoshim. So Parshas Sav, that's the Parshas of the Karbonis. The pasuk says, v'hem heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlomo v'yem ha-shlishi, lo yeyrotze, hamakri voisei, lo yeychoshev, Loi pigol yeah, va'nefesh aichelus mimenu avoynatisus. That was the subject of the raid in yesterday's daf. This pasuk. So the pasuk's talking about pigol. The other pasuk is in Parshas Kedoshim. Similar pasuk. V'mei ochel yeyochel bayoyim ashlishi pigol hu loi yirotze va'oichlov avoynoyisus. Says the Gemara. The lashon pasuk in both places when it talks about pigol is v'mei ochel yeyochel. Says the Gemara. Zvachim yud gimel amid beis b'shtei achilos achosim medaber. The Torah is talking about two types of achilos. Achas achilos adam va'achas achilos mizbeach. And that's where we learn that if the machshava was that achilos adam should be chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkoymei, achilas basar, or the machshava was that achilas mizbeach should be chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkoymei, such as Haktaras Emurim and Shlichas Shirayim, that's going to trigger a Machshavas Pegel. Stating that, the basis for the Gemara we're about to learn is that there's another type of Machshavas Pegel. And that is, if a Kohen was doing Shchita or Kabbalah and Hilacha, and at the time that he did that, he had in mind to do the Zrika Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Kohen. So he wasn't thinking to eat the Basa, be Makta De Emurim or Shlichas Shirayim, what the Gemara refers to as Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. He had in mind to do a Zrika Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Kohen. That too would trigger Machshavas Pegel. Now first clients are going to tell me, why is it such a Chiddush? If the Braisa says that the criteria for Machshavas Pegel is to have in mind Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach, and what's Achilas the Mizbeach is eating, so to speak, the Emurim or the Dam, so why should Zrika be different? Shouldn't Zrika also be Achilas Mizbeach? So that's already where Reb Chaim kicks in. That's not for this morning. But regardless, that is true. That although the Braisa, the Ikar Braisa that you give on the base, when it discusses Machshavas Pigol, discusses a Pigol of L'shem Achilas Adam Achilas Mizbeach and defines it as Achilas Basa Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koymoy, Haktaras Emurim Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koymoy, Shvicha Shirayim Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koymoy, that Braisa was Tana V'Shayah. There's another type of Pigol, and that is where you're doing one Avoida and you have in mind to do a different Avoida. The Avoida is Hazrika Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koymoy. That too is considered a Machshavas Pigol. Zok the Gemara on that note. It Mashachta L'shma, Lizrik Tamash L'shma. If a Koyin did the Shchita L'shma, so a Koyin is bringing a carbon Chatas. And he has in mind that the Chatas and the Shchita that he's doing right now should be L'shem Chatas, but Alehi Durim. But at the same time, at the time that he did the Shchita, he had in mind that when he does the Zrika, he's going to do the Zrika Shalai Lashma. Is that a problem or is that not a problem? So if he would do the Shchita Shalai Lashma, that's the first Mishnah. He didn't do the Shchita Shalai Lashma. B'shas the Shchita, he had in mind that the Zrika is going to be Shalai Lashma. Zok the Gemara, Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. So we know we're learning a serious sugi. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Psul, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. Rish Lakish, Amar Shkshera, Rish Lakish says it's kosher. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Psul, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. Mechash ve mea avoida la avoida. Because you could have a Machshav a Psula if you're doing one avoida and you have a mind to do a different avoida with a Machshav a Psula. V'yalfinim Machshav is Pigol. You know what the Makar is? Pigol. Just like Pigol, if you would do the Shchita, have in mind to do the Zrika, Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Koymoy, be a Machshavas Pigol, so Shalai L'Shmat, Haynes Rabbi Yechon, could work the same way. If I do the Shchita and I have in mind to do the Zrika, Shalai L'Shmat, that's also going to be possible. Shlokosha Makshayra, Emechaj Me Avoida La Avoida. No, a Shchita Shalai L'Shmat means when you're doing the Shchita and you have in mind that the Shchita should be Shalai L'Shmat. But if you're doing the Shchita and you have in mind that the Zrika should be Shalai L'Shmat, you're Mechashayv Me Avoida La Avoida. No, V'loy Alfina Me Machshavas Pigol. And you can't learn from Pigol. It's true. You have precedence for such an idea. You had in mind the Shasta Shchita to do the Zrika Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Mekayim. That's Pigol. Lo Yalfinan Shaloi Lashma Mi Pigol. Zok the Gemara Bazul Tamai. This Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is Lashita Sayu. A Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah. A Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin. In other words, a Gemara we had twice recently. Hashleicha Des Abeheim Amar Nasas Rikdam Alavi Des Gechavim. We know that the Dalad Avodos that were done for Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, if somebody would do those Dalad Avodos for Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that he's considered an Oved Avodah Zarah, even if it's not Darke Bekach. It would be considered Avodah Zarah. And Haktaras Emurim as well, and Shvicha Shirayim, right? Not Dafke the Dalad Avodah Zarah. But there's an idea, if somebody does something that was considered Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah, it's considered a problem. Zok the Gemara, what happens if somebody Shechts a Behema, not Kotchen, Behema Schulet, and at the time that he does the Shechita, he has in mind that he's going to do an Avodah with the dam of this animal that he just Shechted, Avodah Zarah, Al Menas, Lizrek Dam, Avodah Zkechavim, or Lahakter Chelba, Avodah Zkechavim. So if he would do the Zrika Avodah Zkechavim, he would be Makter Chel of Avodah Zkechavim. That's Avodah Zarah 101. That's not what he did. What this person did was he Shechted an animal and he had in mind the Shasta Shechita that he's going to do Zrika, he's going to do Aktara, Lashem Avodah Zarah. Is he an Oved Avodah Zara or not? He was mechashem me'avoda la'avoda. Rabbi Yechon Masura. Rabbi Yechon says also mechashem me'avoda la'avoda. Because yeah, that is enough for it to be considered a machshava la'avoda zara. V'yafina chutz mipnim. What's the makar? Pnim. Kachin. Where do you see this idea by kachin? Pigol. What does chutz mean? Avoda zara. V'yafina chutz mipnim. We learn avoda zara from machshavas pigol. Rish Lakish Shabbat Mutaris. Rish Lakish says it's mota. Ein mechashem me'avoda la'avoda. V'lay yafinon chutz mipnim. No, you don't learn from machshavas pigol. It's true. By pigol, you have this idea. Shchita al menas
to do zrika chutz l'zman and chutz l'koymer. That's true. That's a machsheves pigel. But you don't learn machsheves chutz avodah zara from the laws of pigel. So it's the same. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish had this machlokes regarding shalei l'shma, whether you mechashe me avodah l'avodah. Do we learn shalei l'shma from pigel? And they had the same machlokes regarding avodah zara. Do we learn chutz mipnim? Do we learn avodah zara from machsheves pigel? Says the Gemara. Why do you need a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, both regards to shalei l'shma and with regards to avodah zara? L'chur, it's the same machlokes. Do we learn from pigel? Do we not learn from pigel? Said he could have argued either by machshava shalei l'shma or by avodah zara, and I would have known l'chur one from the other. So the Gemara says tzricha. Because v'yesh minim b'ha, had we only had the case of avodah zara, I would have thought b'ha Rish Lakish. Maybe Rish Lakish says that ein mechazen avodah l'avodah dafka b'avodah zara, because avodah zara is chutz, he doesn't learn chutz mipnim. Avo by shalei l'shma, where you're learning pnim mipnim, ein mimoyd l'leil Rabbi Yechonah. Maybe there is going to be moyd. V'yesh minim b'ha, had we only had the case of shalei l'shma, I would have thought b'ha kam Rabbi Yechonah. Maybe only here Rabbi Yechonah says mechazen me'avodah l'avodah. He holds he can learn shalei l'shma from bigel because you can learn pnim mipnim. Avo by he, but when it comes to avodah zara, ein mimoyd l'leil Rish Lakish that lo yalfina chutz mipnim tzricha. That's why we needed this machloikis in both cases. Again, what's the shayla? The shayla is a kohen is doing the shchita of a karban chatas. He has in mind the shchita should be l'shem chatas, but he has in mind that when he does this rika should be shaloi l'shma. Rabbi Yochanan says that's the same machshav as shaloi l'shma. It passes the karban. Rish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yochanan says yeah mechashve me'avodah l'avodah. Rish Lakish says no. Ein mechashve me'avodah l'avodah. What's the mekar? What would be the source to say mechashven me'avoda l'avoda? Rabbi Yochanan says yafina mi'machshav es pigel. Isn't that the case by all pigel? Pigel, if someone does the shchita al menas to do the zrika chutz l'tzman and chutz l'koyma, you see it's machshav apisalus. Why should shalei l'shma be different? Rish Lakish says you don't learn from machshav es pigel. So the Gemara yes, Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he reported back ki yadua. So he said, "Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah, listen, you're Rabbi Yechanan. I heard a gevaldig kash from Rabbi Yechanan, which in essence is a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. V'Rav Eila, listen, you're the Rish Lakish, and I heard a gevaldig kash from Rabbi Eila, which in essence is a raya to Rish Lakish." And he explained, "Rabbi Yirmiyah, listen, you're Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah brought a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. He said as follows: L'chura, shouldn't mechashu me'avoda la'avoda be true mikal v'chaymer u'ma b'makim shemam areni shechik chutz l'zman eishu kash shachtei amanasa zokdami chutz l'zman eipasul if a kohen." At the time that he does the shchita, would have in mind that the shchita is going to be chutz l'zman. Now, it's a silly machshava. It doesn't even make any sense. How could you have in mind while you're doing the shchita b'zmanoy to do the shchita chutz l'zmanoy? Whatever. But the point is, if a person would do the shchita chutz l'zmanoy, avada, it would be kosher. That's not pigel. But if you do the shchita al menas to do the zrika chutz l'zmanoy, that is possible. So makim shemam areni shechet shalei l'shma possible. Then certainly by shalei l'shma, where if you have a machshava shalei l'shma at the time that you're doing the shchita, meaning you're thinking that the shchita that I'm doing now should be shalei l'shma. Shachtei amenas lizrik dami shalei l'shma. Certainly then, if you have in mind b'shas the shchita that you're going to do the zrika shalei l'shma, ino din shi yehei pasul. So Rabbi Yirmiyah tained it that l'chur Rabbi Yechanan and Tzvar, based on the mid of Kal v'chaymer, I think is right. Because shalei l'shma seems to be more chomer than pigel. Because shalei l'shma, if you have in mind to do the avodah that you're doing shalei l'shma, it's a machshava apiseles. By pigel, if you have in mind to do the avodah that you're doing chutz l'zmanay, it's not a machshava apiseles. So l'chayra halei davar hu, madach to davar kal. Pigel, if you haven't, you could be mechashav me'avodah l'avodah. So certainly the davar chamor, shalei l'shma, you could be mechashav me'avodah l'avodah. But maskeflo, Rava Bar Yiloi. But Rava Bar Yiloi said, I don't understand where Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha was. What's the right Rabbi Yochanan? Maluchot l'zman ishkin kares. There's an obvious, but you're telling me shalei l'shma is more chamor than pigel? I don't think shalei l'shma is more chamor than pigel. I could argue pigel's more chamor than shalei l'shma. How so? Karis. If you eat from basar pigel, you have karis. No karis when it comes to shalei l'shma. Elo amar Rav Barabi loy hachi kamar. No, what? Rabbi Yirmiyah meant to ask. The rai Rabbi Yirmiyah was bringing a rai to Rabbi Yochanan was from a kal v'chaymer, but not from chutz l'zmanay. It was from chutz l'koymay. Uma makim shemam areini sheikh chutz l'koymay. Shu kasher madach if a person would do the shchita with a machshava that the shchita should be chutz l'koymay would be kasher. Shachtei amanas lizrik dami chutz l'koymay pasul. It's but if he has a machshava me'avoda l'avoda at the time he's doing the
shchit, he has a mind that the zrika should be chutzim koymer. That's possible. Malkum shemama reini shoychet shloy l'shma shu possible. Then shloy l'shma, where if you have a mind that the shchit itself should be l'shma, is possible. Shachtei amanas lizrik domei shloy l'shma, einoy din shei possible. So the same exact kal v'chaymer. We're saying that shloy l'shma is more chomer than a machshavas pigel. Why? Because shloy l'shma, if you mechashiv in this avoda, it's possible as opposed to pigel. But we're not learning it from chutz l'zmanoy. We're learning it from chutzim koymer. What did we fardin? What did we accomplish by switching from chutz l'zmanoy to chutz l'mkoymoy? The percha. The percha was ma'al chutz l'zmanoy shekein chayiv karis. The only time there's a chayiv karis is where it's a machsheves chutz l'zmanoy. That's what we spoke out in the intro. If it's chutz l'mkoymoy, there is no chayiv karis. So the chura shaloy v'shma is more chamor than chutz l'mkoymoy. So madach by chutz l'mkoymoy mechash v'mei avoyda l'avoyda. Certainly by shaloy v'shma mechash v'mei avoyda l'avoyda. But maskev for Rav Ashi said, I have a problem with this as well. Because madach chutz l'mkoymoy shekei noyeg b'chol asvachim. Chutz l'mkoymoy has a chumrah, a maila, so to speak. It's noyeg in all karbanis. It doesn't matter what carbon you bring. It could be a noyla, a toida, meiser, behema, bechor, any carbon that's brought with a machsheves chutz l'mkoymoy, the carbon becomes possible. Toimer b'shaloy v'shma yish eino yegel v'pesach v'chatos, as opposed to shaloy v'shma, which is only noyeg v'pesach v'chatos. So again, chutz l'mkoymoy has a chumra. So why are you assuming shaloy v'shma is more chumra than chutz l'mkoymoy? You could have a percha. Maybe chutz l'mkoymoy is more chumra than shaloy v'shma. El amar avashi hachakam. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyah asked. Ma b'mokin shema marini shaykel l'shem ploini shu kasha. Lizreik Dombay, Lishem Ploini Pasol. The Kalvachomer was not from Machsheves Pigel, not from Chutz L'Zmani, not from Chutz L'Koymer. You know what it was? It was from Shinui Bailen. Shinui Bailen, which is one of the two types of Machsheves Shaloy L'Shma that passes the carbon, is unique in that the only time a Machsheves Shaloy L'Shma of Shinui Bailen is a problem is if the Kayan had in mind that the Zrika is going to be done by Shinui Bailen. That was one of the four chumras, if you remember, on the Aftalur and Aleph, on the bottom of the Gemara, that the Gemara said Shinui Kodesh has over Shinui Bailan. That Shinui Kodesh, if you're thinking Bishash Shchita, that the Shchita should be L'shem Oila, that's enough for it to be possible. Kabbalah should be for the wrong carbon, that's enough for it to be kosher. But Shinui Bailan, you need to think Bishash Shchita Kabbalah Hilacha, that the Zrika should be L'shem somebody else. Because Shinui Bailan is, in its essence, that the wrong person should be neskaper, so you have to think kapara, and the ikka kapara is through the zrika, so you have to be three kings zrika. So Rav Ashi said that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. He tainted madoch im ama harini shoychel l'shem ploini shehu kasher. If somebody would have a machshav of shinui bailam b'shashchita, so the kohen is bringing Reuven's chatas and he has in mind b'shashchita, I'm shechting for Shimon. Das is garnished. But lizroik domoy l'shem ploini possible. But if at the time that he does the shchita for Reuven, he has in mind that when I do this zrika, I'm going to have a mind Shimon. So makim shemam arini shoychet shaloy l'shman shu pasul. So shini kodesh, where if you have in mind b'shas the shchita, that the shchita itself should be b'shini kodesh. Shachtei amanas lizrik damin shaloy l'shman. Einoy din sheyehei pasul. So the kal v'chomer is not from machsheves pigel. The kal v'chomer was mineu bei from shaloy l'shma. Shini kodesh from shini bailam. L'chura shini kodesh is more chomer than shini bailam. Why is it more chomer? Like the Gemara said in Daf Dalet. Shini Kodesh is more chomer than Shini Bailam. Shini Kodesh, every avoda you could have a Shini Kodesh. Shini Bailam, you always have to be thinking Zrika. It's chal during any avoda. But while you're doing the avoda in the nusach of the machshava, you have to have Zrika. So l'chura, madach Shini Bailam, which is chal. Mechaz v'mei avoda l'avoda. So Shini Kodesh ha-chomer, certainly mechaz v'mei avoda l'avoda. That, Rav Ashi said, was what Rav Dimi reported back from Rav Yirmiyah. This was the greatest raya to Rabbi Yochanan. A raya that mechaz me avoidu l'avoidu when it comes to Shinui Kodesh is kal v'chaymer mishinui bayim. Madach Shinui bayim you have mechaz me avoidu l'avoidu. So to Shinui Kodesh l'chura, you should have mechaz me avoidu l'avoidu. Rav Eila siyul Reish Lakish. Rav Dimi said that he heard a raya to Reish Lakish as well. Rav Eila brought a raya. He said that going back to Daf Dalet, when the Gemara went through all the makayres for Shaloy L'shma, so we had a makar for Shchita, we had a makar for Kabbalah, we had a makar Fizrika, and the Gemara worked out halacha as well. So says the Gemara, Rav Eila said that I don't understand. Loi toimar bizrika. Why did the Torah have to write a pasuk by zrika? Couldn't it not have said that zrika has to be l'shma? V'teisi mikal v'choymer mi binaya v'shchita v'kabol. I'd be able to learn it out from shchita v'kabol. Rashi explains. I could learn from shchita. If shchita has a din l'shma, then certainly zrika should have a din l'shma. What are you going to tell me? Shchita had a chumra. What was the chumra in Avdalit? machshava shaloi l'shem oichlin b'karben Pesach, kabbalah teichiach. So the chura from a mahatzad, from shchita and kabbalah, shouldn't I be able to learn zrika? Now that means the Gemara asks this kasha already in the Avdali. We're going to get to that in a moment. But for now, Rav Eila said, so why did I need a pasuk b'chlal to tell me that zrika has to be l'shma? Why can't I learn? We're going backwards, right? Why can't I learn zrika from shchita and kabbalah? The reason is it's coming to tell me that the only time a machshava of shalei l'shma is a machshava apitzelos by zrika is if you had it in mind b'shas the zrika that I'm doing the zrika shalei l'shma. But if I would be mechashiv b'shas shchita that the zrika should be shalei l'shma, that not. We're emphasizing that zrika shalei l'shma. B'shas Zrika is considered a machshava shalei l'shma, but a machshava of Zrika shalei l'shma b'shas one or the other avodah is not. Ein mechashmi avodah l'avodah. So what was the great raya to Rish Lakish? The raya was from the fact that the Torah had to tell me a parasha in the first place of Zrika shalei l'shma. Why can I learn it from the matzad? The teretz is the Torah is coming to tell me not Zrika shalei l'shma. That I could know from the matzad, but emphasis on only when the machshava shalei l'shma of Zrika is b'shas the Zrika, where it's not mi'avodah l'avodah. But if the machshava shalei l'shma of Zrika would be b'shas shchita, in other words, Reish Lakish is a shita, but the Gemara says Maskev for Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks, number one, Meduma the Mechashmi Avayda Lavayda. Maybe the Kroyesera of Zrika Shalei L'Shma is not to teach me a Kula of Ein Mechashmi Avayda. It's just the opposite. It's a Kroyesera to teach me a Chumra, an added type of Shalei L'Shma. The Torah is telling me Shalei L'Shma by Zrika when it didn't have to teach me a Kula. To teach me when there's no halach of Zrika Shalei L'Shma? Wouldn't it make more sense to say, Torah wrote an extra parish of Zrika Shalei L'Shma to tell me an additional hechitimtza of Zrika Shalei L'Shma? But the Gemara holds him, came l'shtei kramine. No, because if that were the case, Torah should have said nothing. V'teisimi kal v'chaymer de Rav Ashi. Because once I have Rav Ashi's kal v'chaymer, I could learn mechashmei avayda l'avayda by shini kodesh kal v'chaymer mishini b'aylin. So at this point, I know mechashmei avayda l'avayda. I don't need a kroyesera. So if there's a kroyesera, can't be coming to tell me that mechashmei avayda l'avayda. Because although it's a chiddush, but now that we heard Rav Ashi's kal v'chaymer, it's no longer a chiddush. It's one of you giving me the shatayr and addresses, but I know it. It's like mefurish. That's something that I know. So what then must be the kroyesera teaching me? Not a chumra, but rather a kula. The idach says the Gemara, what's Rav Yechanan going to do to all this? Rav Yechanan, the whole thing doesn't get onto first base because it's all predicated on loy toimar bezrika v'teisi mikal v'chaymer, right? What was this grace arayah to Rish Lakish? Why do you have to tell me Shloy Lashma by Zrika? I should know Zrika from Shechita v'Kabbalah. We've already addressed this on Daf Dalet. The Gemara already said that Shechita and Kabbalah have a Chumra that Zrika doesn't have. Malahanach Shechem Tunay Safay V'yeshna b'chatoy sapnimiyoy. Shechita Kabbalah had to be bit Safay, number one. And number two, you had it b'chatas pnimi just like you had it b'chatas chitzayin, as opposed to Zrika that wasn't Bitsofen. Zrika was on the Mizbeach. So wherever the Mizbeach was, that's where the Zrika was. It wasn't Bitsofen Azar, number one. And number two, the Zrika that was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the one that was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. They're different Zrika. It's at its essence. And as a result, you have two Chumras, so you can't learn it from there anyway. So you have this whole basis falls by the wayside. Because it's all predicated, this raya, on an extra parsha of Zrika Shalei L'Shma. There's nothing extra. Why would you think it's extra? Because I can learn it from Shechita, but I can't learn it from Shechita v'Kabbalah. Okay, how's Rish Lakish going to answer that? L'chura, you're telling me you have an extra parsha because I couldn't learn Zrika from Shechita. I can't learn Shechita v'Kabbalah. Tzofin echatasmi v'idach hashtamiya b'shlam kayam. He said no, because where did the Torah write Zrika? What's the ikar parsha of Shalei L'Shma? Shechita, Kabbalah, Lachas. Where do we learn Shalei L'Shma from? Which carbon? Shlomim. Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, so there's no Din Tzafen. Shlomim was brought in the Mizbech HaChitzin, since anyways wasn't brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi. So within the parish of Shlomim, the Shechita of Shlomim is Tuna Tzafen. The Shechita of Shlomim is not Tuna Tzafen, it's Kachim Kalim. The Shechita of Shlomim was on the Mizbech HaPnimi, it wasn't. It had to be in the Mizbech HaChitzin. So within that world of Shlomim, these Pirchas aren't Pirchas. As a result, he held they weren't Itmar, Shach, L'Shma, Lizrik, Dama, Shalei, L'Shma. So we had Machlekes, Rav Yechanan, Reish Lakish, whether Mechashve, Me'avoda, L'Avoda, or not. Says the Gemara, other Amiram argued in this same Shailas, yeah, as well. Again, Shachta, L'Shma, Lizrik, Dama, Shalei, L'Shma. Rav Nachman, Omar, Psula, Rabba, Omar, Kshera. The Gemara says, V'hoda be Rabba, some change the girsa to Rava. You find Hoda be Rava throughout Shas, this idea. Maybe that's a shtickle smach that we mean Rava, but either way, V'hoda be Rava, the Gabi Rav Nachman. Why? So originally, Rava held like Rish Lakish. Then he heard this Kalvachaymer of Rav Ashi. He came around to Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that although the first shita is not only chatas, also ashen. And Rabbi Eliezer says, how do I know that? It's very simple. Back to the envelope arithmetic. What's unique about a chatas? It's baal chet. Asham is also baal chet. Ma chatas psula shalei lishma, af asham pasul shalei lishma. At first glance, it sounds like it's a mamatzino. It's one of the Yudgim Amidah Shater in the Drashas, man. Mamatzino. Just like you find the chatas, which is baal chet, shalei lishma is pasul. So to Asham, that's Baal Chet, Shalei Lashma is going to be possible as well. Tanya, a braisa that elaborates on Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Chatas Baal Chet, V'Asham Baal Chet. Ma, Chatas Shalei Lashma Psula, Af Asham Shalei Lashma, Possible. Mali Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Lo, Yemamber B'Chatas, Shekein Dama L'mailo. I can find you a chumra that Chatas has. And that is that when they used to spritz the dam of the Chatas, it was L'mailo. So what does L'mailo mean? We know there was a Chut HaSikra. There was a Chut that divided the Mizbeach into an upper part and to a lower part. Most karbonos, the zrika was done lemata michot asikra, the lower part of the Mizbeach. The chatos's zrika was done lemaila michot asikra. Incidentally, I saw brought down b'shem the chdush harim, the Geri Rebbe. He said, why is the chatos's zrika done lemaila michot asikra? He says, because the chatos was bali kapara. It was mechapa chavi krisos. And the Torah is coming to be meramis that b'mokim shabali tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemuri michayilum lama. You think you're bringing a karpa chatos? You just did a terrible avera. Chabafila, plats in the base amir. Reluctantly, you're even walking in and they're allowing you to bring a carbon. You mechal Shabbos, you even have a desire. You just did something very, very terrible. You know what the Torah says? Your carbon dafka is going to go lemaila. It's going to go on the upper part of the Mizbeach to show you chshivos. Because b'mokim shabali tshuvin oimdem ain't tzadikim yuchaylim lamayit. Either way, so says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, chatos has a chumra over an asham. The chatos is brought lemaila michot hasikra. So maybe there shaloi l'shma is possible. Mechatei si yoshu. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told him Pesach yechicha. L'chayik bring a raya from the Pesach. Shedomei l'mata. The current Pesach was l'mata michot hasikra. V'shachta shaloi l'shma possible. So you see that l'mata michot hasikra is not a svara when it comes to shaloi l'shma. Because the current Pesach. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua told him Malo Pesach shekein zmani kavua. But Pesach you can't learn from either. Because Pesach is mani kavua. Erev Pesach, Beinu Arbaim. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told him, Chatos Techiah. I hear. But Chatos is not Zman Kavua. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, the bottom line is, you're not going to be able to learn it out. Chizrani Chalila. You can't learn it from Chatos. You can't learn it from Pesach. You can't learn it from Chatos. Damas Lamayla Michot HaSikro. You can't learn it from Pesach, because it's Zman Kavua. So the bottom line, Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer, you had a business. You have no way of learning this halacha. The Gemara stops here, amazingly. What should the Gemara have done? Matzat. I mean, that's the obvious thing you're supposed to. Gemara's going to ask the kasha later. But for now, the Gemara says, Chazir Rabbi Eliezer v'donoi dinacha. Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, let's try something else. You know, I know that an Asham is like a Chatos, that just like a Chatos, Shaloi L'shma is possible, so too an Asham Shaloi L'shma is possible, because Chatos Nemre Bahu Bishchita. And we learn from there, Hulishmak Shera Shaloi L'shma Psula. U Pesach Nema Bahu Bezvicha, by Pesach, Vamartim Zevach Pesach Hu, Hulishmai Kasher Shaloi L'shma Possible. Af Asham Nema Bayhu. So the Khuru we can learn Hulishmai Kasher Shaloi L'shma Possible. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the Makar that Chatos is possible? It's the word Hu. What's the Makar that Asham Shaloi L'shma is possible? It's the word. I'm sorry, Pesach Shaloi L'shma is possible? It's the word Hu. So Asham has the same word Hu. If Asham has the same word Hu, I know it's possible. By the way, look at the top Tosfos. That's the Makar. The Makar that Chatos is possible is from the word Hu. We've learned a very shver daf together that brought us the Makar to Chatos. Halavai would have been as simple as the word Hu. It wasn't that simple. It was quite complicated. Chatos Nazar, Chatos Mitzayra, we had Mahatzads. It was Lebedig. Here the Gemara seems to say it's merely the word Hu. So the Gemara brought this Hu already earlier on Daf. I hey of the days, and Tosfos says le'il pirash. It's Tosfos kasha. But either way, tiny Rebbe Eliezer, that boils down to the word who. Oh, Asham, I found the same word. That's how I know that Asham Shalei L'shma is going to be possible. Probably Rabbi Yeshua. Well, you can't compare the who that it says by Chatos and Pesach to the who that it says by Asham, because Chatos never by who b'shchita, and therefore we learn who l'shma kasha Shalei L'shma p'sula. Pesach never by who bezvicha who l'shma kasha Shalei L'shma p'sula. Avon Asham never by who elu achak taras emur. When does it say the word who? by the Karban Ashes, the third time the Gemara brought this in the beginning of the Masechta. It says it by the Akhtaris Emurim. The who answers Shalei Hukhtarei Emurim of Kasha. Akhtar itself is not Ma'akiv. So how can it be that a Machshava Shalei Lishma B'Shas Akhtar is giving me Akhtar? Who that it says by Chattis and Asham, I hear. Because it says it by the Avodis that are Ma'akiv. So you'll tell me, not only are the Avodis Ma'akiv, but a Machshava Shalei Lishma B'Shas Avodis is Ma'akiv as well. But you can't tell me that who that it says by Asham has anything to do with the word Le'ikuva. Who and Ikuva don't coexist by Asham. Because the who is by Akhtar. And Akhtar Guf is not Ma'ak. Akhtar is Shiari Mitzvah. What was Ma'akiv in the carbon? Shechita, Kabbalah, Ilach, Azrika. Anything beyond that is not Ma'akiv. So if it's not Ma'akiv, then Lechura, there's no way it's coming to teach me the Alach HaShalei Lishma. So Rabbi Leazer had a take three. It's not from a Mamotzinu. We knocked that out. It's not from who? That doesn't work. So Rabbi Eliezer said, I'll tell you how I know that the Asham's like a Chattas. Arei Yoyimer Kechattas Ka'asham Ma'achattas Shalei Lishma Apostle Af Asham Shalei Lishma Apostle. It's not a Mahatzad. It's not from the word who. It's from a Hekish. Kechattas Ka'asham. Hekish? Now you can't ask me Kashas, Rabbi Yeshua. Now you're out of business. Because A, Meshivin Ala Hekish. So at this point, if I have a Hekish, you can find me 9 reasons why Chattas is different than an Asham. But at the end of the day, I have a Hekish. Now the Mishnah, he didn't seem to say Hekish. He seemed to say Chattas Ba'achet, Asham Ba'achet. That's why Rabbi Yeshua's initial reaction to Rabbi Eliezer was, oh, you're coming from a Mamatzinu, I have a Pircha. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, it boils down to a Hekish. Amar Mar, in the initial exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the thought was Rabbi Eliezer was learning it from a Mamatzinu. Chattas is Ba'achet, Shalei Lishma is Pasul. So Asham, that's Ba'achet, Shalei Lishma should be Pasul as well. What did Rabbi Yeshua tell her? Rabbi Yeshua said, Malach Chattas, it's Lamaila Michot HaSikr. So he said, Pesach Techeach, Malach Pesach Shkein Zmanik Kavua. And Rabbi Yeshua told him, Chazrani Chalila, that's it, you're done, you're stuck. You can't learn it from Pesach, you can't learn it from Chattas. Freak the Gemara, Velahadur Dino, what do you mean? Velaisi B'mahatzad, why don't we make a Tzad HaShava? You're going to tell me that Chattas is Lamaila Michot HaSikr, Pesach Techeach. You're going to tell me Pesach is Zmanik Kavua, Chattas Techeach. The Chazra didn't like Roy Zekar Roy, Tzad HaShava Shaben, right? V'chulu. That's what a Mahatzad is. So the Gemara, the reason the Gemara didn't go there is because the Gemara knew there was a very easy out to this Mahatzad. It didn't even start. The Gemara didn't even have to speak out the Mahatzad. I mean, it did now. But initially, the Gemara didn't think that it even had to speak out the Mahatzad. Because Mahatzad, Ashova, Shubham, Shehin, Yesh, Bem, Tzad, Karis, Chattas is both for Chayvi Krisos, and Pesach, if you don't eat the Karbet Pesach, you're Chayiv Karis. So being that there's a Tzad Karis by Pesach and by Chattas, that's why it was understood, Memela, that Mahatzad would never fly. I'm only Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo yim amrit b'chattas, shekein doma l'mayla. What was Rabbi Yeshua's pircha on the initial Mahatzad, on the initial Mamatzinu, that you want to learn Asher from Chattas? This is Ba'achet, that's Ba'achet. Malachatos, shekein domay v'mayla. Fake the Gemara. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua pick a different chumrah? I mean, you want to go down this road. You want to find chumras that Chattas has over Eila. I would have picked a different one. On Yom Kippur, there was rikas that were done with Nayv Lefnim, and these rikas were from a carbon Chattas. Isn't that a chshivas that a Chattas has over an Asham? Asham never went with Nayv Lefnim. So the Gemara says, b'chatois hachitzayni is coming up, because he was going to come back and tell you, Chattas chitzayni is also Shalei Lishma Apostle, and that dam can't go Lefnai V'Lefnim. But the Gemara says, you could have had a different Chumrah, Shem Nichnes Dama Lefnim Psula. There's a halacha, very interesting halacha, it's called the Psul Pnim. What's the Psul Pnim? That if the dam of a Karban Chattas, that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, Mizbeach HaChitzin was in the Azar, it was in the courtyard, entered the Heichal, that's where the Menorah was, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if it enters the Heichal, it becomes Apostle. So, usually, when you think of psulim and mechitzas, you think of the psul yoytze. That basur that leaves its mechitza becomes pasul. Dam that leaves its mechitza becomes pasul. There's something called psul pnim as well. It's counterintuitive. You would think it went to a holier place. But that's the halach. A chattas that's supposed to go on the mezbech hachitza belongs in the azara. It's not let it go into the heichal. If the dam of that chattas goes into the heichal, it's a psul pnim. So that's a chumra that chattas has over asham. So why didn't we say shem nichnas dam of lefnim? You're telling me because you're talking about a chattas chitzayin. That's why you didn't mention the chumra that it goes lefnai v'lefnim. Zok fakert. Tell me the chumra is that it can't go lefnim. So the Gemara says, Islay the Rabbi Eliezer afa asham, because Rabbi Eliezer happens to hold, that's his shita in Shas, that the carbon asham also has the psul pnim. So it's not a chumra. Why didn't we say shekei mechaperes al chayvi krisus? Why don't you say simple? Initially, when you were looking for a chumra and chattas over asham, why don't you say chattas is chumra is it's bechaper chayvi krisus? Because he knew the answer. Mechattas teshmias akol. Shvus eidos, shvus bitoy. That's not chayvi krisus, and you still bring a carbon chattas there as well. Why don't we say she came to an arba matanos? When the carbon chattas was brought, there were 4 zrikas that were done, in contrast to other carbonas.
It wasn't for matanis, Rabbi Shmuel, because the Gemara thought that Rabbi Eliezer would answer. He was like Rabbi Shmuel. All damim, all karbanis need four matanis. Why do we say she came to unal arba kronos? Chatus has a chumra that it has to be not just four zrikos, but it has to be on the four corners of the mizbeah. Says the Gemara, I hear. But a litameich, I mean, the truth is, we can find other chumras. Ha'ika etzba, the chatus had to be done with the etzba, with your finger. Ha'ika karen, ha'ika chud, it had to be on the spitz of the corner. Elachad mitrei klas time yinoka, we picked one or two out of several that we could have picked. And chanami, if you want to go down this road, there are others that we could have said a little bit more Gemara. Amamar, amalei Rabbi Yeshua, lo yimamrit, Rabbi Yeshua said, loy im amrit bechatos shekein domoy lemaylo michut hasikra. And that was why Rabbi Eliezer couldn't learn it simply from mamotzinu from chatos, but rather he had to come on at the end to the hektish of kechatos kosh. Look, the Gemara limely Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Rabbi Eliezer say osham nami domoy lemaylo? It's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara thinks, holds that an Asham Shalei Lishma is possible. How does he know that? Because a Chatas Shalei Lishma is possible. And he holds, Chatas is Baal Chet, Asham is Baal Chet. I think that an Asham should be like a Chatas. Zok, Rabbi Yeshua, there's a Chumra that Chatas has over Asham. Chatas is brought L'mayla Michot HaSikra. Asham is not brought L'mayla Michot HaSikra. Taino is the Gemara. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that the same Mamotzinu that teaches me that an Asham is like a Chatas, that Shalei Lishma is possible, teaches me that just like a Chatas needs to be brought l'mayla mechut hasikra, and Asham also needs to be brought l'mayla mechut hasikra. If that's the case, Chatas is not going to have a chumra over Asham. Rabbi Eliezer should tie it back. Any chumra that you're going to find that a Chatas has over Asham, I hold Asham also has. Because just like I hold Shaloi l'shma is possible by Asham, because I learned it from Chatas, I'll hold that Asham has a din of l'mayla mechut hasikra. I'll learn that from Chatas as well. So the Gemara says, Amr Abayo, Asham dama l'mayla mechut hasikra. You can't say that an Asham is dama l'mayla mechut hasikra. And we have another cheshbon here. Amrit, why? Kavuchayim me'ayla. Because you'd have to make a kavuchayim me'ayla and say, ma oila shi kalu dama l'mata. Ma d'choyla, which is kulu kalu, is l'mata mechut hasikra. Asham she'ina kalu kolshkein. There's no way that an Asham should be more than an oila. An oila that's kulu kalu is l'mata mechut hasikra. An Asham should also be l'mata mechut hasikra. But the Gemara says, Madlo, oila shekeinene mechaperes. Oila is not mechaper. Maybe that's why it's l'mata mechut hasikra. Asham is mechaper. But the Gemara says, Chatas ha'oif teichiach. Chatas ha'oif is also l'mata mechut hasikra. And it is mechaper. But the Gemara says, Malach Chatas ha'oif shekeinene minzevach. It's not a carbon. Oila teichiach. Oila is a carbon that's l'mata mechut hasikra. Loi roi ze ke roi ze. Hatzad ha'shova shavahem. What do you see from the tzad ha'shova between oila and Chatas Oif, an interesting tzad hashava, shein kodshi kodoshim v'dam alamata. They're kodesh kodoshim v'dam alamata. Afani yovi asham shu kodesh kodoshim v'dam alamata. So the Gemara held that, you know why Rabbi Eliezer couldn't hold that an asham is like a chatas that is l'mayla mechut hasikra? Because at the end of the day, he would have to contend with the tzad hashava of oil and Chatas Oif, which are kodesh kodoshim like the asham, and they're damay l'mata mechut hasikra. So it would make more sense to say that if oil and Chatas Oif l'mata mechut hasikra, asham should be l'mata mechut hasikra, and don't learn from the regular chatos, that's kodesh kadoshim, that's l'mayla mechut hasikra. Amalei rav mi parzakilu rav rashi v'lifroich. I have a kash on the kal v'chomer. I don't think you should learn from this kal v'chomer of oilon chatos life, because malat zada shova shavem she'en ke'in lam kitzva. There's no kitzva, there's no minimum dollar amount that the respective carbon has to be worth. Taimi ba'ashem she'esh le'kitzva, an ashem had to be worth at least a certain amount of money. You couldn't find an asham on sale to such a degree, and no, it had to have a certain chashivus of mammon. So the Gemara says, must be, you can't learn asham necessarily from chatas haif and oila. If that's the case, you could learn asham from chatas behema. So you could say that just like a chatas is l'mayla mechut hasikra, the asham is also l'mayla mechut hasikra. If that's the case, what was Rabbi Shua's pircha and Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer bought it. What's the pircha? How could you learn asham chatas? Chatas is l'mayla mechut hasikra. Maybe asham is also l'mayla mechut hasikra. Mimachim shebasa. Just like I'm learning shaloi l'shma by asham, I could learn l'mayla mechut hasikra by asham as well. So the Gemara says, no. You know why Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that? Elahainu time of Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Akoyin hamechata oisa. Oisa dama lemaila, vein dama shal acha lemaila. He had a diuk in the parasha of lemaila mechot hasikra. Only the chatas is dama lemaila. But the Gemara says, I hachi chatas nami. The same oisa that you have by lemaila mechot hasikra, you have in the parasha of lishma. So it says oisa. So why don't you say oisa lishma ksheir shalay lishma psula? Really, you can learn asham from chatas regarding lemaila mechot hasikra. But it says oisa. Okay, say the same thing by shalay lishma. You want to learn asham shalay lishma possible from chatas, but it says oisa. The Gemara says, no, that oisa is not a good oisa. You know why? Who oisa lav dafka? Do shayr Pesach. Because the Gemara left Pesach. Pesach, we know Shalei Lishma is also possible. Ayat says Oysa, Elamai, Oysa is not a real Oysa. But the Oysa of Lamaida Michot HaSikra is a real Oysa, because it's only Chatas. Mar says it's not true. Hachanami, Lav Dafka, Dashai, Oyla Sa'if. Oyla Sa'if is not a Chata, so it's not Oysa and it's Lamaida Michot HaSikra. So both Oylas have a Shear. So why is this Oysa better Oysa than the other Oysa? Says the Gemara, Bezvicha mi alay shayir midi. I hear. Oysa by Lamaila Mechot HaSikra is a good Oysa. Because the only Zevach, the only Behema that calls Lamaila Mechot HaSikra is the Chata. There's no other Behema. Oysa Oysa, yeah, but that's an Oysa. That's not a Zevach. But as it relates to the Oysa of Shalei Lishma, there's a Zevach that Shalei Lishma is possible in addition to the Chatas. What is that? The Korban Pesach. So the Oysa of Shalei Lishma is not a real Oysa. That's why Rabbi Eliezer wasn't nispal from the Oysa. So he had a regular Ma Motzinu, that Chatas is Baal Chet. So I think Asher maybe Shalei Lishma should be possible as well. But he never had a Havamina. He never had a Machshava that Asher should be Lamaila Michot HaSikra, because he knew that it says Oysa, and Oysa would exclude Asher. Iba Yisema, another way to be Mechalik between the two Oysas is Hamani Rebbe Eliezer Reb Shimon. You can always say Rebbe Eliezer held like Rebbe Eliezer Reb Shimon. Amar, Hay Makam Lechud, Vahay Makam Lechud. It's true that the Chatas was Lamaila Michot HaSikra, and the Ulas Oif was Lamaila Michot HaSikra, but they were in different places Lamaila Michot HaSikra. The Tanya Tzabraisa, Dome Matach Toinim Nitnin. What we need is, Rabbi Elazar Shimon said that within the world of the Ma'ila Michot HaSikra, there were two places. There was the place that the Oilas Oif was brought, and then there was the place that the Chatas Behema was brought. The bottom line is that the Oisa, as it relates to the Ma'ila Michot HaSikra, is a real Oisa. It's a real Oisa, number one, it's Memait all the Zvachim. Number two, even the Oilas Oif that was also the Ma'ila Michot HaSikra, you could always say Rabbi Elazar holds Rabbi Elazar Shimon that it's not Mamish in the same place. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar knew, he never had a Havamina to say that an Osham's Dam should be the Ma'ila Michot HaSikra like a Chatos is, because he knew Oysa was going to exclude it. Therefore, when Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'al Chatos Shekin Domi L'mayla Michot HaSikra, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? I hear, yeah, I hear. You're saying good. So we have to continue working, flesh out my Yisoy. But he knew it couldn't just be a very simple Mamatzinu, because he knew that there was a good Kasha. Chatos is L'mayla. Why don't you say that just like you're being Marba Oshram Tichatos, that it's Shalei Lishma, as possible say to, that Oshram should be like Chatos Domi L'mayla Michot HaSikra, Val Sushteit Oysa. I doesn't say Oysa by Shalei Lishma. Oysa Shalei Lishma is not a real Oysa, because there it said, clearly we know Pesach is also possible, so you see it's not a real Oysa. That Oysa he wasn't nispal from. It was this Oysa, Dafka, that he was nispal from. Exhale.